On our Mad Monday today, we've got a four-pack of tickets to Comic-Con, courtesy of Verizon, Samsung. Check out their booth number 104 at Comic-Con and get a deal on the all-new Samsung Note 8. With these four passes, you also qualify to win a photo op with Michael Rooker from The Walking Dead, and he was in Guardians of the Galaxy also. And Dan is with us. Dan, you're the guy who puts this whole thing on, aren't you?
Well, I'm one of many people. There's a big team now that pulls this off. And
I was going to say, can you imagine how much work that would be for one guy?
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah, it was, you know, when we did our first event, it was pretty crazy. But still, there was a lot of people helping there. And now we've got more people. And also, everybody that's helping, they all have a lot more experience.
Yeah.
And so it seems easier, but at the same time, there's still that kind of high level of stress of just... almost like an air traffic controller, it feels like
right.
At some point. It's kind of, okay, this, you know, here needs to happen here, and this needs to happen. And
like, whew, glad that didn't crash.
Exactly, yeah.
And Dan, I think back to that first year you guys put this on, and the wondering, is this going to go? Is this going to work? And look at where we are today, man.
It's really fun to see the growth and also just the solid nature of what it's become. I mean, I still get nervous before every event that we do, when we start selling tickets. You know, is this one going to be as good as the last one? Are we going to have a good lineup? Are we going to have enough people there? And, you know, you always just as a promoter, I think if I didn't feel that and our team didn't feel that, we wouldn't come to the game, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. So how many years is this now?
So this is our fifth annual Salt Lake Comic-Con, but it's been 4 years since we did our first event.
Gotcha.
And it's so cool.
It's so amazing. Seems like last, just like a year.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that Comic-Con brings such cool people to us and gives us an opportunity to meet them, talk to them, get pictures and stuff. So thank you for that, man.
Well, that's kind of the fun thing about it. That's what drew me into it, because I was a vendor at some other Comic-Cons around the nation. And I saw, you know, Kevin Sorbo there and Lou Ferrigno and Stan Lee and William Shatner and a lot of these people that we've had over the years. And to think that people had a chance to meet them, and rather than just seeing them on TV and, you know, meet these people that you've looked up to all your life, it was really cool to watch that. And it took me a little while to, I guess, become accustomed to what was going on with all that, because we were being a vendor at those events. We were just kind of focused on selling our product, but what we saw is this magical energy that took place at those events. You know, the cosplayers, the artists, you know, so much creativity. And I'm kind of magnetically drawn to creative people.
Yeah. And being, you know, in a bit of the media, it's cool for us to get an opportunity to meet some people we never even dreamed of meeting. Like, who'd we talk to the other day? What was dude's name?
Oh, he's from Battlestar Galactica.
Jack Stauffer.
Jack Stauffer. Yeah, and to talk to him and just have a great conversation with this guy.
And he's, you know, he's done so many things other than just the ones you know. And we got into talking to him. We're like, oh, my gosh. Because he was like, what, you didn't get Dick Van Dyke, so you got me?
Yeah, exactly.
And we go, you know what, we're glad we got you. This was awesome.
Well, I'll tell you, he's been so personable. That's why we have him coming. Because we didn't necessarily have an agent that we were working with to get him. We actually got connected. He reached out directly to us maybe 3 years ago, and we haven't been able to line up the time to have him come out. And so this, you know, him basically making the effort, and it was really after getting to know him on the phone and getting to know him via email that we, like, you know, this guy's got to come out because he's so cool and people are gonna love him.
Agreed. Yeah. And I'll tell you what too, everyone we've talked to a person has said the same thing, that they love coming here, that the fans that are here are different than anywhere else, that they get it, that they are more involved, and they love to come and talk to them, and they love, you know, because obviously when they're here, they want to talk to people.
Yeah,
he just
absolutely
said here is their favorite. Most of them say here is their favorite Comic-Con they go to anywhere.
And I hear that a lot too, because I travel around to a lot of different Comic-Cons now. Just I want to see who's popular, what are the fans reacting to, all of that. And so I do spend a lot of time doing that. And every time I run into celebrities that have been to our show, they comment about what a great time they had, and they do comment about the fans here being special and different and just really just genuine people.
Yeah,
so
totally.
What? Who else is coming?
Well, we've got Elijah Wood is coming.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty exciting. If you're into Lord of the Rings, obviously.
Now, is he going to have his big feet on?
I, you know what? I hope he is.
I think there is real feet.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you, if he did a in costume photo op, people would go crazy.
Oh, that would be nuts.
Yeah, John Cusack's the one that's pretty fun that people are getting excited about.
Oh, John Cusack's going to be here? Oh, yeah. Right on. I didn't know that one.
And he's bringing his sister, too. So we get John and Joan.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd.
Love Christopher Lloyd. Yeah. We were trying to figure out who was coming from Back to the Future.
Yeah, well, and we have him. We have Tom Wilson as well.
So, oh, cool.
So Tom is Biff.
Yeah.
I like that Marty. That was good.
Marty.
Yeah, there we go. We got to go. Let's see. Who else? John,
you know,
Bernthal?
Biff is an interesting guy to meet because you know him from the movie. You know, from the movies as one guy, and then you meet him, and he's not that guy.
No, not at all.
Such a nice guy.
Very, very nice. And he's a comedian now, I guess. I haven't seen his act, but he is a comedian.
I just hope he still has the almanac. I have some questions.
Yeah, exactly. Is it still good, though? I mean, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we're past the...
Was it year 2000? I can't remember when
it happened. Yeah, that's right. Man. And remember, there were years.
Yeah, all I was worried about was the World Series this year, and I may be screwed now.
Yeah.
Right.
We might need to get a new almanac.
Send him back again. Send him back. Marty!
Well, they should be able to, right?
To the
time machine.
Yeah. We don't need roads, right?
Yeah,
and,
right.
There's different tickets you can buy, isn't there?
Yeah, so we have just our general admission, and you can even buy single-day tickets or a three-day pass. It's a multi-pass. We have a gold pass as well, which gets you a few extra perks, gets you in a little bit earlier, and a few other things. And then our VIP is one that it gets you even earlier than that, and it also gets you some vouchers that you can use towards photo ops and autographs, and it gets you some preferred line treatment as you go to meet the celebrities or do the photo ops. So the VIP is really, if you're really into this experience and you plan on meeting a few celebrities, that's a good pass to get.
Awesome. And through your experience, what clue could you give somebody that would give them the easiest and fastest way to get through the lines?
Well, okay, so as far as getting into the event, we do have, you know, we have mailed out the badges for the people that have already ordered online. But if you get a chance, if you want to get tickets now, get there Wednesday at the Salt Palace and get there early, or even early on Thursday, and get your wristbands beforehand. And then if you have your wristbands, you should be able to get right into the convention center when the doors open for your badge type.
And that's what I found. Be there early.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is something that we've, from our first show, we had people waiting 2 hours just to get their wristbands. And so the key is, you know, once you have the wristbands, then you can get right in. And so that's where I would say that's the easiest thing. Then the other thing to look at is download the app. The app's great because it gives you an idea of what's going on. You can see all the programming. You can also build a schedule of things like, oh, I want to see this panel this time. Because it's easy, once you get in the thick of the event,
it's
easy to forget what you had. You're like, oh, man, I missed that panel.
What was I doing?
Yeah. Exactly. That happened to me.
You can just stand there and watch all the people dressed up as, you know, cosplaying literally for the whole day, and then you go, I forgot to go talk to somebody.
We actually set up, this was after like our second event. Somebody said, why don't you guys put bleachers in there? It's like, you know what, that's a good idea. And you just sit there, and if you want to rest for a minute, and you just watch people, it's like a parade.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, and you don't, and one thing is, you don't have to wear a costume. That's one thing that sometimes people think, well, I have to dress up, but I don't really want to do that. Well, you don't have to. You know, if you want to go in the middle of the road, wear a Star Wars T-shirt, right?
Yeah. And if you go with nothing, I promise you'll find stuff that you can end up dressing up as you go through it and home.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, is Dick Van Dyke doing a panel?
He's planned for a panel now, yes.
Awesome. Yeah. And how does – if I go to your website, will I be able to see times and places for pretty much everybody?
Yeah, we do have the schedule up there, and once again, the app will help with that too. But yeah, so we'll see that. And most of the guests that are coming in are doing panels.
So do you recommend the app then?
I do recommend the app. That's an easy way. But the website, just to get familiar with it, but then download the app, and then that's kind
it's
of
all
more
right
detail.
Yeah, and I didn't do the app, but I've marked and saved on my phone the website, and so I can see everything. And,
yeah.
You know, but it's like you say, you get so busy doing stuff, you know, I forgot I was going to go do that.
It's almost like you got to set alarms.
You need the reminders for sure, and the app does have those, so you can have it.
With electronic zappers, so you go, oh, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah, it's a taser. Yeah.
Taser.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a pocket taser.
And they go, you're real in character, aren't you? Which guy are you?
You're right in the middle of shaking hands with Michael Rooker or somebody. He's like,
what was that? Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. Yeah.
And if somebody buys or let's say wins a VIP from a radio station or something, does that give them everything pretty much?
Yeah, if you want to buy photo ops and autographs on top of it, that's a separate price.
Okay.
So the VIP gets you into the event and gives you some preferred treatment throughout the event. But then... you know, the autographs and photo ops are basically you can pick who you want to see and get that.
Yeah, I would love to meet and see and listen, go to the panel with Dick Van Dyke. You know, just always a fan of his my whole life. And, you know, we were talking the other day about, well, what was your favorite Dick Van Dyke? And there were so many. I mean, you know, I loved him in Cold Turkey. But God, I loved just him in everything he
TV
ever
show.
Did, man.
We, you know, because that was one of the things we talked to with
Jack
the other day was his dad owned a publicity company, or I'm not sure exactly what it was, but they knew Mary Tyler Moore and hooked her up with the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's really fun. He's been around that long.
Do you remember who they had at first that didn't work out?
Oh, I can't remember who it was. But he has stories on stories.
Well, it was Carl Reiner. At first, I thought Carl was going to do it, and then because it was about him, but then they figured it wasn't. But there might have been somebody else, too, but Carl Reiner was
the female Mary Tyler Moore replaced.
Yeah, they had somebody, and then she came in, and
she wasn't funny, or she had something else, or...
Yeah, I don't remember.
Can't remember.
Yeah,
and
he was a good guy.
The last thing is, when is Comic-Con?
Okay, so it's this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Wow.
And so,
It is here.
It is here, yeah.
And I would buy tickets early. I would show up early, and I would make a plan. You know, having a plan makes it so much easier.
Well, I know, and you said this year you can buy just different days, or you can buy all days, or
whatever you want to do. You could do a single day if you want. You know, generally, if people say, well, if I want to do one day, what day should I do? I say, we'll do Thursday, because then you're going to want to come Friday.
Yeah, right. Then it's not too late.
Saturday, it's a little late.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, man. Comic-Con is here again. We've been waiting for it, and September 21st through the 23rd, and it's at the Salt Palace Convention Center. And once you get inside, man, you're just going to see. If you've never been there before, definitely go on Thursday, because you're going to want to go back Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
For
this
stuff.
They'll hook you.
Dan, thanks for coming in and talking with
us. Thank you, guys. It's good seeing you again.
Thanks for bringing this to us, too, man. It's always awesome.
Happy to do it. Yeah, thank you.
And like I said, on our Mad Monday, we're throwing in a four-pack of tickets to Comic-Con, giving you a chance to win tickets to this event. And it's four multi-day passes.
Wow.
And you'll be qualified to win a photo op with Michael Rooker, like I said, from The Walking Dead. And the fifth annual event, again, the 21st, 23rd, Salt Palace Convention Center, Dick Van Dyke, Elijah Wood, also so many other people. And if you go online, you can check it out also. And the website is it comiccon.com?
Yes, slcomiccon.com.
slcomiccon.
Or it's actually saltlakecomiccon.com. That's easier.
Salt Lake, okay.
Yeah.
And you can get the full lineup. You can purchase tickets there as well. It's saltlakecomiccon.com, presented by Wasatch Front Subaru Retailers and Subaru of America, Inc.